When it comes to our faith, Jesus Christ is the centerpiece.
Dr. Tony Evans says that without him, nothing else matters.
He is the key to not only the Christian faith, but your experience with God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. The old saying goes, first things first. But today, Dr. Evans says that without the first thing, none of the other things matter. Let's join him as he explains.
If you do not have a football, there will be no football game. No matter how big and elegant the stadium is, if that's missing, everything else you do is a waste of time. There will be no basketball game if there is no basketball, because the basketball is the centerpiece of the game. And no matter the fact that you have a rim and a net and a backboard and a court, all of that will be wasted time, money, and energy if there is no basketball. When it comes to our faith, Jesus Christ is the centerpiece. He is the key to not only the Christian faith, but your experience with God. If there is no Jesus, there is no Christianity. And if there is no Christianity, then we are of all men most miserable, because then there is no hope. Today I want to talk to you about prioritizing God's Son first. It is how you place Jesus Christ that will affect how much of God you experience. Colossians chapter 1, Paul writes, beginning in verse 9, "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." Now watch this. "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness, transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is, Jesus, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have," here it is, "first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him." And finally, verse 20, "And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven." What Paul just gave you and me is a theological statement about who Jesus is and why he must be first. He has told us that he is the image of the invisible God, verse 15 says. The word image means perfect replica, precise copy, or exact representation. Or as I call it, God's selfie. Jesus Christ is God in a body, so that you could see God walk, talk, move, touch, listen, hear, speak. You could see it portrayed in the person and works of Jesus Christ. He is the author of creation. Now, if you created the heavens and the earth, that means you existed before the heavens and the earth, since you made them. So Jesus Christ, who is a man, is also the image of God, and he is the creator of all things. Not only is he called in this passage the creator of all things, he's called the sustainer of all things. It says, in him, all things hold together. The reason that the universe doesn't unravel and all the atoms don't explode is because Jesus Christ won't let them. He is the sustainer of all things. Not only is he the creator, not only is he the sustainer, but it says all things that were created and all things that are sustained were created and are sustained for him. So he made it, he keeps it, and he's doing it for himself. So when God created heavens and earth, and Jesus was the means by which it was created, when it was made with Jesus in mind. So you and I are part of something much bigger than you. Let me give you a hint of what I mean by simply reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 reads this way in verse 27. For he, God, put all things in subjection under his, Jesus' feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who put all things in subjection to him, Jesus. When all things are subjected to him, Jesus, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all. When we're talking about Jesus Christ, we're talking about the perfect image of God who is to be ranked first. And he is to be ranked first in everything. There is to be no subject in your life for which his viewpoint is not considered first. Now, most folk will drop Jesus in every now and again, or when it's convenient, or when it's preferred. But the whole plan of God is to position Jesus to be the first consideration, the first concern, and the first consultant of anything having to do with anything in your life or mine. It is the positioning of Jesus that grants you the attention from the Father. If you have positioned Jesus wrongly, you have insulted and ignored the Father who insists that Jesus be first place in everything. Because Jesus Christ, the unique one-of-a-kind Son of God, is to be the centerpiece of everything. Ephesians 1:10 states God's philosophy of history, which simply says in God's philosophy of history, everything is supposed to revolve around Jesus Christ. So I'm glad you believe in God, but that's not what gets God excited or gets God's undivided attention. What gets God excited and his undivided attention is what have you done with my son whom I have placed everything under. So when you go to God, his first goal statement is check it out with Jesus. Because if my son ain't buying it, I'm not hearing it. But now I need to tell you why he must be first. Because of who you are. Turn to Hebrews chapter 5. Let me begin with verse 8. Although he was a son, Hebrews 5:8, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Now stay with me on this. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Being designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. It says you and I have a high priest who sits on the throne. That means he's a king. But you also have a high priest who sympathizes with your weaknesses because he was a man. Because he's a king, he's sovereign. But because he suffered, he's benevolent. So he knows what you're going through and simultaneously, because he sits on a throne, is positioned to do something about it. So he's on the throne as a sovereign, but he went through the weaknesses as a sufferer. So you got a sufferer who's a sovereign. See, a lot of us have sufferers who say, I know what you're going through, but they're not sovereign. They can't do anything about it. Some of us have sovereigns who may can do something about it, but they can't understand it because they've never been there. So Jesus Christ is a sovereign who's also benevolent. He's after the order of Melchizedek, who is a delivering priest. So the issue of God saving you is not going to heaven in the book of Hebrews, because he's already talking to Christians. It's God's ability to deliver you out of something or through something. That's why it was said of Jesus, till I make all your enemies your footstool, because God is a delivering God. So the question on the floor is, well, if God is a big time delivering God, why am I not being delivered? He tells you why. He says, because you're mule headed. That's the Greek word for the word dull. The Greek word for the word dull means to be stubborn as a mule. So with that Greek understanding of the Greek word dull, stubborn with a mule, let's find out why they were stubborn, what caused their stubbornness, which affected their deliverance, because their high priest after the order of Melchizedek was not being properly engaged. He says the reason why you can't understand this is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. Verse 12, for though by this time, you've been saved for 30 years, you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
Dr. Evans will come back to explore another aspect of Jesus' uniqueness in just a moment. First, though, has the Lord slipped from that top priority position he had in your life when you first got saved? If so, you can find the motivation and direction you need to change that in Tony's current teaching series called First, Restoring God to His Rightful Place. It explores key areas where our faith sometimes tends to lose focus, like our career choice and work habits, our commitment to God's agenda instead of our own, our dependence on God's Word, our prayer lives, our giving, and much more. As the saying goes, first things first, and that's the point of this 7-lesson series that we'll send you as our gift if you contact us today and help us keep Tony's teaching on this station with a contribution of any size. Just visit TonyEvans.org, make your donation online, and request your copy of First, Restoring God to His Rightful Place. Or call 1-800-800-3222, where the friendly people on our resource team are standing by day and night to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. This special offer ends today, so don't wait. I'll have that information for you again after part two of today's lesson and this.
I lead a small group at church, and we've been wanting to get deeper in the Word. Now, I can do discussions and pray with people, but I never went to Bible college or anything. Well, a friend from another church told me about the Tony Evans Training Center, and wow, they have all these courses online, and there's so much packed into them. But you can go through them on your own pace, so I just did what I could each day after work. They gave me all the background on the book, there were discussion questions, and lots of extra teaching from Tony Evans that goes even deeper than his sermons. And if someone in my group had a question I couldn't handle, I posted it in the discussion section and got the answers I needed. Well, I told my group where I got all these great resources, and one couple volunteered to lead a group of their own.
Explore our growing list of courses covering many of the most important concepts in Christianity. The Tony Evans Training Center, a world of discovery, anytime, anywhere.
Okay, so point one, the uniqueness of Christ in his person. Point two, the uniqueness of Christ in his purpose. His purpose is to be your high priest. But he's got to be first. He can't be just an add-on, an addendum. Philippians chapter 2 brings us to our final and critical point. His position, Here's what Philippians 2 verse 9 says. For this reason, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him, Jesus, the name which is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And of those who are in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth. And that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He says, for this reason. For what reason? Well, those are the verses that lead up to it. Verse 5, have this attitude in you that was in Christ Jesus, who existed in the form of God. He did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men, being found in the appearance of a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So here it is. Stay with me here. God the Father says to God the Son, I want to give it all to you. But the problem is there's sinful men down there. In order for me to give it all to you, I've got to provide redemption for them. God the Son says, I'll provide the redemption for them. And so God the Son became a man, emptied himself of the independent use of his deity, poured deity into humanity, and became a man. Died on the cross, rose from the dead. Verse 9, for this reason. Because he was willing to become the servant of all, even though he was the God of all. Which means the higher you get, the lower you better be. Okay? Because he says, have this mind in you that was also in Christ Jesus. The higher you get, you done got a little college degree, you done got a little master's degree, you done got a little PhD. The higher you get, the lower you better get. Because if the higher you get, the higher you think you are, okay, you have now become God's enemy. Because even Jesus, who was equal to God, didn't do that. So I don't know what you think he's going to think of you when you do that. Now he says, for this reason, God has highly exalted him, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. Because remember, the Son and the Father got this thing going on. All right? Now you have a choice. You can bow now voluntarily, or you can bow later mandatorily. But bowing to Jesus will not be an option. God has set this thing up so that everything in creation will pay homage to Jesus Christ. That's why the book of Hebrews says, don't lose your confession. That is your public association with Jesus Christ. Because God is not impressed when you say God. God is impressed when you identify with Jesus Christ. Okay, when the president comes for his annual address to the nation, he walks in. Half the side is for him. Half the side is against him. Because you got Democrats and Republicans. Some like him, some don't like him. But when he walks in the room, everybody stands up. Everybody applauds. Because whether you like him or don't like him, you better recognize him. God has said, you don't have to like Jesus, but you better recognize him because he is my one-of-a-kind son. He is unique. And he is to be recognized and treated as unique. And when you recognize and treat him as unique, he then can serve as your high priest because he's been recognized for his uniqueness in your life and in your world. Okay, let me close, but tell you a true story. True story about a dog. The dog's name is Tail, T-A-L-E. The dog Tail was 15 years old when the dog died. The dog died at 15 years of age, which is old for dog years. So the dog died. The dog belonged to a couple. This couple loved their dog, and they were sorrowful and sad when their dog died. So when the dog died, they just wanted to do something for animals because of how much they loved their dog. So they called the SPCA to find out what they needed. Well, they said, you know, our big problem is we pick up all these mongrels off the street that people have discarded or the dog is just out there, and we bring them here to be adopted by a family. But a lot of the mongrels that we pick up are not adopted because of how bad they look. So this couple gave $30,000 to the SPCA to establish the tail grooming room. The tail grooming room is a grooming group set up to make mongrels look good. They bring them in, they comb them, they cut them, they dress them up, cut the hair and dress them up, and ugly dogs turn out to be pretty dogs. Over 2,000 of these mongrels have been adopted after going into the grooming room set up by the couple on behalf of the dog that died, where they were willing to pay the price for dogs that had no hope to be able to be adopted and become part of somebody's family. Somebody sees where I'm going. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He picked up the tab for your life and my life. And he found you and you and you and you and me, mongrels, sinners who needed to be saved. He brought us into his house. He cleaned us up. He washed our sins away. He purified us so that we could be adopted into God's family. What do you mean you don't want to acknowledge Jesus Christ? What do you mean you don't want to be associated with him? If those 2,000 dogs were here in church today, in dog language, they would go, "Woof-woof tail, woof-woof tail, woof-woof tail," because that dog delivered them. When you leave here today, you ought to say, "It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. He's my Savior. He's my deliverer. He's my sustainer. He's my empowerer, and I'm going to place him first. Number one, he's going to be up front. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto deliverance for all those who come to God by him."
If you've never asked Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, if you don't know what it means to have a one-on-one relationship with God and be 100% sure that you have an eternal future, stay with us, because Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to explain how that can happen for you. First, though, I encourage you to take advantage of your last chance to get a copy of our current series as our gift. As I mentioned earlier, it's called First, Restoring God to His Rightful Place. And it's yours in appreciation for your contribution of any amount toward Tony's work here on the radio, on television, and with pastors, their congregations, and their families around the world. Don't forget, today is the last day this special offer will be available, so don't wait. Call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or make the arrangements online at tonyevans.org, where you can learn how to follow along with Tony as he takes us through the Bible this year on social media. Right now, we're looking at Isaiah 53. The kind of love Jesus called us to show people isn't about how we feel, it's about what we do. Dr. Evans will explain the difference tomorrow as he kicks off a series on rekindling a heart for others. Right now, though, he's back with an invitation that'll change your life.
If you're not absolutely sure that you have received salvation, that you're on your way to heaven, then let's get that straight right now. God offers you salvation as a free gift because of the sacrifice of his Son. And if you will come to Jesus Christ, acknowledging your need for a Savior because you recognize you're a sinner, recognizing you can't save yourself, and appealing to Jesus to apply his death into your life, he will come in, forgive your sins, and give you eternal life right now. Simply say to the Lord, "I know I'm a sinner. I know I need a Savior. I'm believing in you alone to be my Savior. So I now accept your offer to give me eternal life and the forgiveness of sins." And then thank him for the free salvation he just gave you.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.